Let the water wash over me. Let it wash over me. Let the water wash over me. Let it wash over me. Let the water wash over me. It's a good life, long as I got you. Come on. Yeah, Mercury's been rising. Everybody's summertime. And you're shining like a diamond, looking so good, sitting right there. It's a
that is some brand new music from singer-songwriter Marshall Dane, who resides in the Port Credit area. He's been nominated 5 years in a row for Country Music Artist of the Year in Ontario. And I've actually done a duet with Marshall. I can't, it's something called Geometry and Symmetry, and it was written by a friend of ours named Keith, but I don't know where that is now. I'm going to have to look that up and dig it out. Before that, The North Sound. And brand new music from them. It's called Wash Me Away. It was just released a couple of weeks ago. And they were the winner of the 2020 SASC Music Award for Indigenous Artist of the Year. Nevada and Forrest are just absolutely lovely people. They've been down in Nashville recording this record with Crystal Shawanda and her husband. So looking forward to more of this. And this is brand new stuff from them that you heard before Marshall Dane. Let's get to the Hello Darlins. They have just announced that they are performing at Celtic Connections, which I did this past year. It is a wonderful festival. When I played it, I got to hang out with the lead singer from the Cardigans. I was opening for her and a friend of hers. Wow, it was amazing. Beautiful brewery as well. So wishing them very much luck. They featured Dave Finley on this really cool blues track. I hope you dig it. Here they are with Better Days, the Hello Darlings featuring Dave Finley on the jukebox.
I can't asleep, her bed leaning on luck. And I thought a lot about giving, but underneath I feel like giving up. And I hear you say,
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
You cannot go wrong with the king of reggae, Bob Marley and the Wailers, with Kinky Reggae right here on the jukebox. And honestly, the guy never won a Grammy. I don't think he was even nominated for one, but won the Lifetime Achievement Award. So let that be a lesson to people out there. He has affected so many souls on this planet and hasn't racked up any awards. I guess he didn't need them. Well, obviously not, right? I'm Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on The Jukebox. We got music coming up from the Attic Ramblers. And the Attic Ramblers are a group that formed because Derek Miller from Six Nations went out to Gunawage to hang out with Corey Diabo and write some songs. Now, Corey is an incredible guitar player, and I've had the chance to actually jam with him a bunch of times on my cousin's back porch during the powwow. Looking forward to getting out there again, because I haven't seen a lot of family because of the pandemic, or since it, really. And that's on either side of my family. I'm looking forward to the holidays coming up as well, and seeing my dad's family too. Well, I digress. Sorry about that. I was just thinking, you know what I mean? That happens. We got music from Men I Trust, a Montreal-based group who have no label, no management, no publicity. Well, they might now, but when they started, they certainly didn't, and racked up millions and millions and millions of streams because they've got a huge TikTok following. Goes to show, social media can really help you blow up. We also have something from Kinley, who's from PEI, a song about love and about winter and about how the holiday season can help spark that or not. It's called Drift. Kunle, right now on the show, is a artist that you have to watch out for and listen for. Kunle joined me and some friends at JT, or Julian Taylor and Friends, down at the City in the Square, which is in Kitchener, for a show a couple years ago. I've been following him for a long time, ever since we met at Folk Music Ontario. And I'm really proud to say that he's a good friend, because he's a great person and an incredible musician. Here he is on the jukebox.
Crawling in the sun is setting, just like yesterday. Birds are flopping, songbirds singing, it's been a good day. Mother's calling on your sons and daughters, waiting for your men to come. Fire's cracking, food is cooking, scent of the night fills the air. Farmers singing, hunters whistling, dogs are back in the litter, yeah. It's been a good day, a mirale. Ilela mila. I'd be calling rock, back, baby. Shiroko Latiti Camaronule Kosiba Shiraju Latiti Camarotile Bomode Bashiri Latiti Aronule Bakba Bashiri Latiti Arotile Eledu Akushawa Low Eledu Akushawa Bo Amirale. Anytime I remember my home, I miss my mother's jollof rice. I miss my dad, I miss my mom, I miss my brothers, I miss my everything. I mean, relay. Ilela
per con le roco roco co da dei lei. Amin rele ile la la. Agbe con le roco roco co da dei lei. Agbe con le roco roco co da dei lei. Agbe con le roco roco co da dei lei. Agbe con le roco roco co da dei lei.
You pick me up, didn't have to say much. That's the thing about your first crush. Years later, I was really grown up. And home on the runway still feels like us. Back at your old house, lights all around. First snow was sparkling like it is now. It's moments like these that make you believe. If you make a wish, the universe leads you to where you should be. Thought you would be near, never be too far. Do you think of me now, wherever you are? Distance makes some hearts grow. Prismatic, things look so different. Up close they change, seasons will pass. Do our hearts stay the same? Will we be together? Lights all around. You pick me up and we'll drive around town. Sometimes though, it just takes time. Two separate lives become intertwined. Sometimes you gotta leave away from the beat.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Show me how.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. There are 5 million bird eggs stowed away in museums across the world. The largest egg collections are in the Natural History Museum in the United Kingdom and the Western Foundation of Vertebrate Zoology in the United States. Oology, the study of eggs, gives us great insight into birds, their nests, the number of eggs laid, and the general nesting habitats of different bird species. Egg shells can also offer insights into the health of birds and our environment. In the 1950s and 60s, following the introduction of the insecticide DDT, peregrine falcon populations plummeted across parts of Europe and North America. The birds were failing to hatch eggs. Their eggshells were so thin they broke under the weight of the incubating parent. The link between eggshell thinning and DDT was identified using museum and personal egg collections, and this evidence helped lead to a ban on DDT. Thanks in part to some empty eggs safely tucked away in museums, peregrines can still be seen zipping across the sky. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.